This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. At his press conference today, President Trump promised to unveil his replacement for Obamacare by early to mid-March. And then Congress is going to do whatever it is that Congress is going to do. But in the meanwhile, the health care economy keeps grinding along. In Fort Worth, Texas, ambulance and paramedic companies are doing something interesting. Usually, those businesses have to have sirens blaring to make money. That is, getting people to the hospital. In Fort Worth, though, some emergency medical companies are doing just the opposite, scheduling their visits to treat patients in their homes. Mobile integrated healthcare is called, as KERA's Lauren Silverman explains.
For more than a decade, John Ferris traveled through the streets of Fort Worth, trying to save people at the brink of death. And he couldn't help but wonder,
how can I help prevent the 911 call?
This is a question that went against the very business model of the ambulance company he works for, MedStar, until recently. A question most EMS companies don't talk about, because the more trips to the hospital, the more money ambulance services make. But it still mattered to Ferris. So sometimes after stabilizing a patient in the back of the ambulance, he'd try and squeeze in a conversation about nutrition or hydration. He'd be lucky if he got 10 minutes to offer advice for staying out of the ER. Now, he gets a full hour with five patients each day.
What kind of car are we jumping in?
This is a Chevy Malibu.
Ferris is what's called a community paramedic. It's his job to see the trickiest patients, those who keep landing back in the ER and are readmitted to the hospital. Since the Affordable Care Act, the government penalizes hospitals for excessive readmissions, costing hospitals across the country hundreds of millions of dollars. Today's second stop is at Sandra Guevara's apartment in Fort Worth. It's dark and the black curtains are closed. Guevara, who's in her early 30s, gets her blood pressure taken on the couch. Last year, Guevara went to the emergency department more than 20 times, occasionally needing a ventilator to breathe.
My asthma's been going on since I was 14 years old.
Guevara is on Medicaid, so she generally doesn't have to pay the $1,000-plus each visit might cost. But those visits are something the government, hospitals, and especially Guevara want to avoid.
I don't like going to the ER. And especially when they put me in a little bitty room, I will literally start crying and I'll start shaking and everything because I can't deal with it.
From our perspective in the emergency setting, we look at it and go, this is just a non-compliant patient that doesn't want to listen to us.
John Ferris says if you spend time with Guevara, you learn.
That's not the case. The mental health needs that she has tied in with her asthma, tied in with her allergic asthma, all of it together is combining factors to make her worse. And every time that she's went out of the hospital, she was back in a couple of days.
Ferris has helped Guevara modify her diet and consistently take her medication. He's also made sure her doctors know what's going on and connected her to a psychiatrist. When MedStar started enrolling patients for its mobile integrated healthcare program in 2009, it was one of the first in the country. Today, there are more than 260 similar programs nationwide.
Some programs are actually showing decreases of 80 to 90% readmission.
Dr. Darren D'Agostino is Associate Dean of Community Medicine at UNT Health Science Center. He says early studies show pairing frequent hospital users with community paramedics can save money in the long run. For example, MedStar saved $17,000 per patient over a three-year period. The challenge is securing initial funding. Remember, right now, most emergency services are paid for ferrying patients to the hospital.
So what that's done is actually helped focus many of the programs on partnerships to allow for payment.
Since MedStar's community paramedicine program is paid for by hospitals and health providers trying to save costs, it's not clear if it would be affected by changes to the Affordable Care Act. The company is counting on a continued focus on the quality of care and cost cutting, no matter what happens with the ACA. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.